Monday Night Football tonight, Floyd. Jared and the GM live from Bar Lines inside the downtown Nashville Omni Hotel. 2 hours after this hour, we'll get you set for the game. NFL Football Sunday, Fitz and Floyd going to break it all down live from Bar Lines here. And then, of course, kickoff on ESPN tonight, Colts and the Titans. Floyd, we are getting oh so close. And I know that you, the GM, back in the day, when you would get about this close to a game like this, would get ever so nervous.
Oh, I'd already be down on the field pacing around.
So nervous.
I'd want to see it all.
You get worried, even though the team, the Titans, are playing the Colts. The Colts simply aren't very good. We've been over this. 30th ranked defense in the NFL. 27th best offense in the NFL. And, by the way, the total defense is on yards. The Colts' defense is actually the worst in terms of points allowed in the NFL. The Colts aren't very good. They start Jacoby Brissett at quarterback, not very good. And their only two wins have come over the only two teams that are both 0-6. A combined 0-12 from San Francisco and Cleveland, and those are the only two teams the Colts have beaten. But, Floyd, I know you're nervous. I know you are worried about this game. I know it because I know you. So I want to know what scares you the most about the Colts. The floor is yours.
For their personnel?
Yeah, just anything about them, anything about this game. I mean, your biggest fear could be that an asteroid hits the stadium. That could be your biggest fear.
Yeah.
Whatever your biggest fear is today, what is it?
I mean, the biggest fear is Hilton. And I think, you know, him some way, somehow finding a way to light it up. My second biggest fear is the tight end. And I think this quarterback we're underestimating him. I think he can run better than we think. And I think he's got a stronger arm than we think. And I think because of that, he's going to have the ability to get the ball way downfield.
I look at T.Y. Hilton tonight, and I agree with you on Brissett. And by the way, I knew that was what you were going to say. I knew you were going to say T.Y. Hilton. But because I know you, and I know T.Y. Hilton, and I've watched T.Y. Hilton kill the Titans year in and year out. In fact, this is a true story. I was on the field when Louisville played my senior year of college, played Florida International and lost, and there was this guy that just ate them up, and you're wondering, who is this guy that's got 200 total yards against, it's Florida International. I was like, who's it? And it was T.Y. Hilton. So I know everybody knows about T.Y. Hilton, and I agree. And T.Y. Hilton has killed the Titans. But if I'm Mike Mularkey, I'm looking at him and he's the guy I circle and I'm saying he's not beating me. You know, they do this in baseball, right? They look at a lineup and they circle the guy in the lineup and they say, hey, if this guy's up in a big spot, we're walking him. We are not pitching to this guy. I don't care if that loads the bases and the next guy hits a grand slam. We are not pitching to this guy. Hilton's that guy for me. I don't care if you double team him, triple team him, have safety help the whole game. I don't know how you keep him from beating you, but I'm telling you, whatever it is, Floyd, and you would know better than I would, you're a defensive coordinator, he gets that attention tonight because I'm with you. Hilton going off are those freak things that can beat you tonight.
Well, the part that concerns me as much as anything is, and this could be changed now, but Dick LeBeau, we have kept our corners in certain spots. And whoever shows up at that spot is the guy that they take. Well, Hilton moves to every spot. So it's not going to be difficult for him to find a good matchup. And if you find the matchup that you like, whoever that may be, and you happen to be in a coverage that he has no help, whatever that may be, then that's where it gets scary. And now, can you get the ball to him? Maybe not. You know, maybe their offensive line, which is, you know, they just lost their starting right guard, I think, this week or last week. So it's not going to be as strong as it has been. And maybe you can get pressure on them. But we have not, what do we have, 8 sacks? Something like that?
The Titans' defense stinks.
I mean, we haven't been able to put pressure on the quarterbacks at all. So, you know, if we can do that, that solves a ton of problems. But other than that, I mean, I am just... I worry about them throwing a ball. I do. I think we're in against run, we'll be able to hang in there. Even though the little running back, the rookie.
Marlon Mack, rookie out of South Florida,
once,
I think.
Once he gets outside, I mean, if he gets on the corner, he can run now. He's got some speed. I'm not sure he's a great runner, inside kind of runner. But if he hits a crease now, he can run.
I won't accept losing to the Colts because I don't think the Colts are very good one way or the other. But I will accept it better if it's not T.Y. Hilton who beats him. That's the one guy that can't. You talked about the matchup for T.Y. Hilton. If T.Y. Hilton is going to adjust where he is or what he's doing to the Titans defense, then the Titans defense needs to adjust whatever they're doing for wherever T.Y. Hilton is. He's that good of a player. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. Who on the Colts is on the Colts offense is a Pro Bowl caliber player? Of all the guys they have.
Yeah.
He's the one guy. So I'm giving him that treatment. Remember when Barry Bonds would never get pitched to in baseball? They would never pitch to him. I'm giving him that treatment. I'm giving him the Barry Bonds treatment. T.Y. Hilton is not beating me tonight. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, you can do that in the NFL.
I think you probably can. I would say this. I would say we've probably tried that the last couple of years. And if I remember correctly, the first game of last year, he lit us up pretty good. And the second game of last year, Doyle lit us up pretty good.
T.Y. Hilton, well, I remember T.Y. Hilton lighting the Titans up in both of those games. But T.Y. Hilton literally got a player sent to the bench last year. There was a touchdown where Andrew Luck threw it deep, and Hilton was by himself, and McCourty, who apparently has turned into an all-pro corner in Cleveland, McCourty is behind him, and he catches the ball in the end zone, and Rashad Johnson, the safety, was supposed to be back, and Rashad Johnson didn't go back into the football game after that happened. So you could tell Mike had said, don't let Hilton get behind you, and they still got behind him. Last year against the Titans, T.Y. Hilton in Nashville in an 8-point win, 7 for 133 in a touch, against the Titans in a 7-point win in Indianapolis, 5 for 97 in a touch.
Okay.
So T.Y. Okay. has done some damage. Now, the guy who's throwing T.Y. the ball is not throwing T.Y. the ball today.
Right.
And there is something to be said for that. So let's get to the calls and the question about this. We heard what the GM's biggest fear in this game is, and it's T.Y. Hilton. What is your biggest fear, if you are a Titan fan, about today's Monday Night Football game? 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. And we'll go to Abe, who is up next on the Titans. What's up, Abe?
Hey, what's up, guys? How are y'all doing?
Good.
Yeah, as a fan at this point, I don't want to sound like the depressed Titans fan, but on paper, I've constantly been disappointed as far as when we meet with the Colts and the Texans. And a big reminder of that last year, I'm not sure if you guys remember, at Indy, when we were driving to try to tie the game, we had the momentum. Jared, you hinted that you'd rather have anybody but T.Y. beat you. And there was a case in that game where we had a 4th-and-1. We're now, and that Pro Football Focus had us ranked maybe the third best line in the league. All this, we were hyped up. And
you're talking when DeMarco didn't get it on 4th-and-1.
Exactly. And so ever since then, I there's no we should or they're ranked this. Because the way we lost, it just irritated me, the fact that we lost on not being able to get a yard. And so for me, this game, I don't have biggest fear or anything, but what I'm looking at as a Titans fan, a longtime Titans fan, is I got my little checklist and I'm seeing which direction is this team moving. I'm pretty much right now I'm just observing, because I've been so disappointed in the past. I'm observing to see if we come out and we show heart and we win this game, what is the message the team will send to the fan base this game? That's how I look at it, so that I don't have, of course I want to win, but at this point it's more intrigue and curiosity and trying to see what are we improving or not, instead of, you know, being angry again, oh, we didn't do anything. I'm just, as a fan,
I'm with you 100%, and I appreciate your call, and that was a very good call. Floyd, this is the thing I've talked about today a lot. Titan fans are so used to losing games like today. They are so used to a team that stinks with a backup quarterback and a game that you need to win for division, you know, for really to put yourself in the division race, and you're starting to feel like you might have a good team, and you go out there and you lay an egg. And Titan fans are used to that.
Well, and all I can say again to try to help the Titan fans along is you need to talk to the Atlanta fans. You need to talk to the Raider fans. You need to talk to the Denver Bronco fans. You need to talk to the Baltimore fans.
No.
All of those teams thought they were playing a really bad team.
No, but you're thinking about just this week. Like, the Denver Broncos losing to a team they should beat is an isolated incident for the Denver Broncos over the last 6 years.
Whoa.
It's isolated.
It happened last year.
Titans were favored in that ball game.
Well, we shouldn't have been.
It was an isolated, you know, it happens one or two times to the other teams. If you're a true blue Titan fan, and I know you people are listening to me because Floyd didn't have to experience this. Because when the Titans had Floyd as GM, the Titans didn't lose games consistently against the worst of the worst. But since Floyd's left, and the fans had to deal with Jeff Fisher and Mike Munchak, and Ken Whisenhunt, and even this coach loses games like this, the true blue Titan fans didn't get to go to New England and get to win every week. They didn't get to beat the bad teams every week like you did when you were in New England. They didn't get to experience that. So they're used to losing these games. I'm convinced you do not understand this feeling because you were not here for that. Instead, you were in the exact opposite. You were in New England where none of that happens.
Right.
And that's why these fans feel that way. Well, take more calls, 615-737-1025.
Yeah, but my point's the same, which is if we think this only happens to us.
It happens to the Titans the most.
And it happens to every team in the league at some point in time, if not more than some point in time. And that's my point. My point is every week you can pick out two or three NFL teams that lose against somebody that is not as good as they are, and they regret it afterwards.
I'm just saying it happens to the Titans and the Titan fans more often than not. 615-737-1025 is the phone number. Live out at Bar Lines inside the downtown Nashville Omni Hotel. We'll go to your calls next. 615-737-1025. Jared and the GM on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Talk about game changers. T.Y. Hilton had a big day last week. How do you go about defending him?
It's a lot easier said than done to do that. Not many people do. Everybody goes in trying to take him away. It's very difficult to do. We have a plan of attack to do that. But, he had 170-some yards. He could have had over 200 last week.
Mike Mularkey, I think, feels everybody's fear of T.Y. Hilton. You know, an image is on a screen too long and it burns into the screen and it's there permanently?
Right.
You know what's burned into my mind of all these Titan Colts games? Is hearing Ian Eagle on the CBS broadcast go, "Oh my, T.Y. Hilton, and it's a gain of 41 to the Tennessee 22. I've heard that so many times that I know that. And that's what T.Y. Hilton does. That's your biggest fear going into the game. We've asked the callers for their big fear, so let's get right to them. We are live at Bar Lines inside the downtown Nashville Omni Hotel, which, of course, NFL Football Sunday starts at 5, taking you up to Monday Night Football tonight, Titans and Colts on ESPN. Michael, start us off on your biggest fear in tonight's game. What's up, Michael?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I want to say that I completely agree with Jared in that the Titans fans know exactly how it feels to go ahead and win a big game against somebody like Denver or some team like the Seahawks and then turn around and lose to the Jacksonville Jaguars or the Houston Texans. But without a doubt, my biggest fear today would be putting number 8 in before he's ready, because a hamstring can be a nagging injury, and we're going to need him for a lot more games this season. I'll shut up and let y'all talk. Thanks.
Thanks, Michael. Floyd, what's your fear of Marcus at some point grabbing that hammy and having to come
out? Yeah, I mean, it's a concern. I think the caller's exactly right. I mean, that's something that can't happen. And nobody knows this better than the doctors and trainers and Mark and everybody that's making the decision. So if, in fact, he's out there playing, it's because they think there is little or no chance of that happening. Now, because it is a hamstring, we all know differently. But I think we have to feel pretty secure in the fact that either he is 100% or they feel like he's mentally going to be in a spot that he knows what he can and can't do and will pull up short of doing something dumb.
Well, here's the thing, too, in all this, like with Marcus and his injury, and I wonder if Mike's going to carry three quarterbacks today. You know, do you leave three quarterbacks up? Do you leave Whedon and Castle up just in case? You know, because I know how much they value every roster spot, even, you know, when it's 53, but how much more they value that 45. And you're hurting special teams, or you're hurting something you might need if you're the Titans and you leave Whedon up. The only reason I would leave Whedon up in this football game is because I would just take Weems off because he stinks. So, and I know you're going to say, well, but still you have to replace Weems on special teams with somebody, and maybe you're right, but I would leave Weems off and I'd leave Whedon up. But I don't know if Mike's going to have three quarterbacks up or not. How do you make that decision?
I don't, you know, just the way you're doing it right there. You say, okay, who's more important here? Is it Weems covering kicks, Weems being a gunner, Weems on punt return, you know, any of those things? Or is it more important to have the third quarterback? I mean, the truth is, we all know that, just like we've talked about in the past, if your starting quarterback goes out, it's hard to win in the NFL.
This is a game, though, that, like, let's say the Titans, Marcus is in there, stakes him to a 14-3 lead, and then Matty Castle comes in. I feel comfortable Matty Castle playing with a 14-3 lead. Or Matty Castle. Right. I mean, honestly, if Matty Castle had to start today against the Colts, I would still feel comfortable enough in Matt Castle being able to win this game because the Colts are that bad. So I know what you mean, and I agree with you. You have a much better chance with Marcus than you do with Matt Castle. I'm just worried of if you leave Marcus, if you deactivate Whedon and you have the two quarterbacks up and then Marcus gets hurt, now if something happens to Matt Castle, you don't have anybody that can turn around and hand the ball to DeMarco.
Right.
And that's what I'm worried about. And in this case, I think it's time for them to expand the role of Taywan Taylor in all things, on offense and on special teams. But if you deactivate Weems, that puts more on what Taylor has to do in this football game, special teams-wise, if you carry three quarterbacks.
Yeah, although I'm all for getting Taylor on the field. I mean, a little
what
bit I've
hell?
Seen. I don't know. The little bit I've seen, and I know he's coming from a smallish program, and I know he's in the middle of the NFL, and there's a lot going on, but I mean, we need to invent ways to get him the ball.
You know where I think he would fit perfectly? I watched that Kansas City Chiefs team. They got a whole team of Taywan Taylors.
And they invent ways to get him the ball.
Oh, my God. I mean, Hunt? We didn't even know about that guy. And he's incredible. And Hill, and I mean, the Chiefs have, you know, 9 Taywan Taylors. I want the Titans to start using Taywan Taylor like the Chiefs use their Taywan Taylors. Let's get to Justin, who's up next here on Jared and the GM, 615-737-1025. What's up, Justin?
What's going on, guys? I just want to say what's up to the GM. What's up,
hey,
Jared?
Man.
Just want to let y'all know I'm going into the game. I got my very lucky Tennessee Oilers sweatshirt on. Nice throwback, nice and vintage there. I found it at Goodwill, and I think it's going to bring us good luck today. Also, I want to correct Jared. He said that the Titans know most about losing the teams that we should beat. I think that's the Tennessee Vols, but we'll talk about that another time. A moment of silence for my Tennessee Vols. And thank you. Just want to say my biggest fear is, as far as right now, and I want to go hand-in-hand with the last caller, but it's Mariota, but it's not really Mariota. It's more so the offensive line protecting Mariota in his weakened state that he is in now. I think they should know the urgency and the state that Mariota's in, even though that he is probably healed up to some extent. But we need to focus on protecting him so we get to the next game. And I do believe that this defensive line from the Colts is not really much a factor. However, I think they should put in the extra effort to protect our quarterback. And I'm going to hang up and let you guys speak.
Thank you, Justin. Floyd, because it's a hamstring pull, does Marcus getting hit, is he more susceptible or less susceptible or not susceptible extra? Because I think a hamstring pull and getting hit and like Aaron Rodgers breaking his collarbone are two totally different things.
From a hit?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I don't think the – I don't think – now you can get turned over and all that kind of stuff, but generally speaking, you're not as worried about that. And the truth is, the caller did hit on a little something there, which is, I mean, if you're really concerned about Marcus, that's even more of a reason to do what?
Run the ball.
Run the ball, because he's not going to get hit if you're running the ball.
I am all for running the ball today. Run. 615-737-1025. We've talked a lot about fears. We've talked a lot about the Colts. We've talked a lot about how the Colts can win. Floyd, I'm going to turn the script now. Coming up next here on Jared and the GM, we're live out of Bar Lines inside the downtown Nashville Omni Hotel. The Titans will win if. If what will happen for the Titans to win? It would be fun to talk a little positive here. 615-737-1025, live from Bar Lines inside the downtown Nashville Omni Hotel. We're here until 7, so stop on by before the game and walk your way over on the bridge just like I'm going to do. He's Floyd Reese. I'm Jared Stillman. Jared and the GM's on ESPN 1025, the game. Jared and the GM live out at Bar Lines inside the downtown Nashville Omni Hotel. Jason Fitz is already here with his lovely and most ever beautiful wife, Sunny. They're out here already. Fitz going to take over at 5 o'clock for NFL Football Sunday coming your way as we are live here at Bar Lines until 7 o'clock. Stop on by on your way into the game. Okay, Floyd, I promise to be positive.
Good.
The Titans will win today against the Colts. If, what's the if?
If, just what we said, if they run the ball. The offensive line takes over the show. The offensive line should be the most dominant aspect of this entire team tonight. They have got to take over. If they do, we've got the running backs that can carry it. We've got enough running backs, enough good running backs, that they could each carry it 20 or 25 times and we'd be in good shape. But I think that's what we have to do. What it does is it's going to save your injured quarterback and it's going to save the defense. And we know that we have a much, much better chance of playing defense and playing defense well enough to win if we're only on the field 25 minutes. And if that's the case, we get that from running the ball.
Can I tell you that I believe your if is going to work? Like, I really believe in my heart the Tennessee Titans are going to be able to run the ball against the Colts.
Oh.
You know, you've harped on it, the fact that the Colts' defense is not good, 30th in the league, and the worst part of their defense is probably their defensive line. And so that means that your offensive line, which is supposed to be good, should be able to run the ball today. I mean, I really – my big thing, my if, is as long as you don't mess your pants like you've done so many times – against the Colts and the Jags and the Texans and the bum teams in my lifetime. You know, since Floyd Reese left, so you left in 2006. So this is going to be a little brief history of the Titans, and then we'll get to the call, 615-737-1025. In my lifetime, the Titans used to always beat up on the bad teams in the AFC Central or the AFC South. When you were GM, they used to always beat the Bengals. They used to always beat the Browns. They used to always beat the Texans. They used to always beat the bad teams in the division. I never had to worry about that. Then you leave, and all of a sudden, the Titans lose these games to Jacksonville, to a 3-win Jacksonville team that you're thinking, how did you guys lose? And then it got even worse when they made Mike Munchak the coach, because when they made Mike Munchak the coach, they regularly lost these type of games. They lost, the Titans did, to a Mike Munchak or to a Mike Mularkey coached Jags team, which won two games the whole season. They lost to a zero-win Indy team, which kept them from making the playoffs. They lost to Jacksonville one year, where all the Titans had to do was beat Jacksonville. They'd be in first place. Not only did they stink up that game, but they lost, and at the end of the game, Jake Locker got hurt. They were done at that point. And then last year, they lost to Jacksonville after beating Indianapolis and Denver with the game on the line. They lost to stinky Jacksonville, who had just fired their coach the week before.
Now, the common thread in all those?
What's that?
All division teams.
Well, they've lost some to stinky teams outside the division, too, but I know what you mean.
Yeah.
And that's my point. Don't do those stupid things that have happened in the past. Like last year, onside Indianapolis onside kicks. Mike Mularkey says after the game, we told them on the field before the play, onside kick. And Indy still surprisingly onside kicks, and Supernaw misses the football and Indianapolis gets it. Or the missed extra point against the Colts. Can't happen. Cannot happen. So as long as they don't do anything like that, they'll win. Now, this is what really gets me. I've been burned by this team doing those type of things way too many times. I really have been. And you haven't, because you've been in New England where they never do things like that, where they always beat the Jets and they always beat the Bills and they always beat the Dolphins. So you, I don't want to say you don't know, Floyd, but you don't know.
I've been on the other side way too many times.
Because when you were GM of the Titans, you beat the Bengals and the Browns. And ever since Mike Munchak took over, it's like every game they're supposed to win, they find a way to lose. And I'm not saying that's going to happen today, but after having seen it about 18 times in the last 6 years, I mean, I don't know how it – I remember walking through the Boise airport. I was with the Louisville women's hoops team. We were going to play at Washington State, and we were changing planes over in Boise. And I remember walking through the Boise airport thinking – we're going to lose to Curtis Painter and the Colts, who haven't won a game. And my hope was that they would lose and then the Colts wouldn't get Andrew Luck. And both things happened. They lost and the Colts got Andrew Luck. So I know that feeling all too well. And I remember that as a fan, and I just, that's my if. That's my if. Just don't let anything stupid happen. And I know you're going to say, in the NFL, every week, something happens that they always got with the Do you remember last year how they lost the Colts? When in the game in Indianapolis, it was a fourth down and one from the 1 yard line, and Indy went for it, and Andrew Luck threw a pass, and he could not have thrown it better to Parrish Cox. And Parrish Cox is right there, and it's fourth and one at the one, so all you have to do is bat the ball down, it's your ball. And the ball went through Parrish Cox's hands and into the hands of T.Y. Hilton for a touchdown. I've seen it so many times.
Did you see the pass yesterday that went through the guy's hands, bounced it off his helmet?
And Antonio Brown,
and that cost them the game. So, that's the way it works.
Yeah, but I'll say this, though. Parrish Cox got cut the next day. So I know the Titans took that one pretty seriously. I'm just saying, as long as that Parrish Cox type of play doesn't happen today, I think Titans going to win the game. But what do they say? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Fool me 17 times, what's that?
I don't know. An NFL record, that's what that is.
Well, that's what the Titans have right now with 11 straight losses to the Colts. And we haven't even gotten to the quarterback. We have not even gotten to Jacoby Brissett and the fact that he's not Andrew Luck or Peyton Manning. Herm Edwards was on our show, and we were talking to Herm about Jacoby Brissett, and Herm basically laid out that Jacoby Brissett is what you would expect a young quarterback to be.
He's a pretty good athlete. He can get out of the way. They can move him some, you know, but he's a strong-arm guy. He'll sit in the pocket and throw the football. He can throw it down the field. But like all young quarterbacks, he's going to make some errors. He's going to have, you know, he's kind of hot and cold.
Like all young quarterbacks. I mean, is that not what most young, decent quarterbacks are? Hey, they can make some plays. They're athletic. They can do this. But they're hot and cold, and they're going to make some mistakes.
Right.
And even Marcus, who, you know, was a first-round pick and was, you know, as heralded as you can be, even Marcus falls into that sometimes. when Jacoby Brissett makes mistakes today, the Tennessee Titans need to take advantage of it. They didn't do that against Watson. They didn't even force Deshaun Watson into any mistakes. But when Jacoby Brissett does throw one, they need to catch it. When Jacoby Brissett does try to think he can take a sack but then doesn't, and he tries to they got to hit that ball out of his hand, sack him, fumble the ball, pick it up, run it to the end zone for a touchdown, or dive on the ball and get possession at the 19-yard. When he does those things, Floyd, you know this, they got to pounce on it tonight.
Turnovers are big in every single game. I would agree. I think, hopefully it doesn't get to that point from our standpoint, but from theirs. Because, again, if we go in and everything stays on course and we're able to do what we want to do, this should be a quick game. Defense should be in good shape. You know, you'd like to think we're going to be able to run the ball, and whether you're – you would love to score touchdowns. You know, we have – the things that we did last year, the running of the ball and the being so good in the red zone, we've really haven't seen much of that this year.
Been awful.
You know, we haven't been good in the red zone. We haven't been able to run the ball the way we want. And consequently, the offense hasn't been as effective as we want. And when the offense is ineffective, it affects the defense, because now the defense is on the field and they are not good enough to be on the field 35 minutes. We know that.
Offense talks to defense, talks to defense, talks to me. Something like that, right?
Sure.
Can I ask you just one thing for the Titans' sake? For the love of God, rush the quarterback, please. I mean, you know how I get on my rants about Derek Morgan from time to time?
Uh-huh.
You know, it's not like a consistent thing like Kevin Stallings or Butch Jones, or it's not like every day, like Decker. Yeah, it's not like one of those every other day I go on a rant about Derek Morgan. But about once every 6 months, I just go off on Derek Morgan. And this is what I don't like. Derek Morgan masquerades himself as a good player when he's really not a good player. He's not a bad player, but he's not a good player. And what's happened is the Titans have had so many bad players of late that you'd think Derek Morgan is a good player because he's not a bad player, but really he's just neither. And Derek Morgan's making a lot of money. He's been in the league for a long time. Get to the quarterback, Derek. Get to the quarterback. So just can the Titans please rush the passer? Because if they rush the passer today, if they do the two things, if they rush the passer and if they run the ball, they'll win. If they do those two things... And I know how you get, because you always, well, every game in the NFL, if you can, I get it. But tonight, especially with a young quarterback who's got one big-time option, if you rush the quarterback, probably going to win the game. So Derek Morgan, Brian Arakpo making all that money, Kevin Dodd in the second round. Let's go. Get to the quarterback. That's all I'm asking for. 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. We'll get in our final thoughts on Jared and the GM before we turn it over to NFL Football Sunday, live at Barlines inside the downtown Nashville Omni Hotel, getting you ready for Monday Night Football tonight. Come on out. It's Jared and the GM on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Is Monday Night Football still the event and spectacle that it was when you were a player?
I think so. I mean, I do. I know it is for players. Been in a lot of these games, coaching and playing. And, yeah, I think it is. I think it's a fun atmosphere, really fun atmosphere.
I mean, how does this not get you excited? Monday Night Football tonight. By the way, the Titans have not been on Monday Night Football since 2014. We were not even employed by this radio station the last time the Titans played on Monday Night Football. And we've been here for a long time. I mean, that's how long it's been.
Yeah, it's been a while. Monday Night Football, they usually don't invite teams that they think are going to have two or three wins.
I was going to say, they never invite teams on Monday Night Football that are going to have Jacoby Brissett at quarterback.
Yeah.
Unless it's the Patriots. And then even then, they'll get a TV draw or whatever it may be. We're live out of Barlines inside the downtown Nashville Omni Hotel. Fitz is here. Woo! He will take over at 5 o'clock for NFL Football Sunday. Got a bunch of Titan fans here. Even got some Colt fans. I mean, they can leave if they'd like. I'm kidding. Y'all can stay. But I have one final plea for the Titans. One final thought. One just plea from my heart. Well, not really my heart, but from the heart of Titan fans.
Okay.
And I'll get to that next. But first, Floyd, do you have any big monumental thoughts on tonight's Monday Night Football game against the Colts?
I really don't. I mean, I think it's pretty cut and dried and simple. Now, doing it is going to be a heck of a lot harder than deciding what to do, but I don't think there's any doubt that we know what we need to do to win it, and I don't think there's any doubt but that the coaches and the players and that and the truth is the way that this team is set up right now, it almost dictates that you do it that way.
Which because, is run the ball.
Yeah, because Marcus is just not going to be able to do, I'm guessing, all of the things he can normally do, which means if he's going to be a little bit limited, the way you help him out is run the ball. The way you help the defense out, run the ball. You get the ball away from Hilton and away from tight end, and we'll be in good shape.
Okay, can I make my plea now?
Sure.
This is my plea to the Titans. Now, I would hope that the actual players and coaches are not listening right now, 2 hours before kickoff, but you never know. My plea is this. If you've been a fan of the Titans for an extended period of time, you know that the last time as a Titan fan that you probably felt really, really, really good about your team was when they beat the Colts on Monday night in 2008. I think the Titans won that game to go 9-0 or 8-0 or something like that, but they beat Peyton and the Colts on Monday Night Football here at Nissan Stadium to really start off what was their last playoff run when they went 10-0 and they lost to the Ravens in the playoffs. The reason I bring this up is this fan base has been through so much in the last 6-7 years, and it's all been bad. Even last year when they got their little glimmer of hope because they beat Kansas City, they beat Denver, and you were starting to think they were going to have a chance on the last day of the year to play the Texans to go to the playoffs, they went and lost to stinky Jacksonville. The Colts are bad. We all know that, right? Like, if we go around the room, the Colts are not a good team. 29th in the league in offense, 30th in the league in defense. They're not good. But we've seen this. We've seen this one too many times. So I'm asking for the Titans, just win this game so the fans can feel good about it. Because something you mentioned to me earlier today, if the Titans lose today, where are they in the division? If they lose.
Yeah, they're last.
Last place in a division that is missing Andrew Luck, has a Jacksonville team that you destroyed, and the Texans, who are going to be without Watt and Merciless, and they lost somebody else for the season yesterday. And honestly, I know they beat you by a gazillion points, but the Texans are a good team, but they're not a really, really good team.
You didn't even want to say it. You wanted to say they're not that good.
I mean, I think the Texans are going to be a 9-7 team again. I mean, just give your fan base something to be excited about. Just some hope. You win tonight, you're tied for first. You lose, you're in last. It's like Talladega Nights. If you ain't first, you're last. And, Floyd, I'm just begging the Titans for the fans' sake. You want people to care about your team. You want people to act like you matter. You want to feel like a decent team. You got to go out and beat the Colts tonight. This fan base has been through way too much to sit here this year with the expectations and with the division where it is and say to themselves, you're in last place in the middle of October. Unacceptable. That's my plea to the Titans.
Okay, makes sense.
Well, I mean, I know you think, well, in every game it's going to be, this is the Colts. They're bad. They are bad. The only team that is worse than the Colts are the Niners and the team that they play next week, the Browns. Other than that, the Colts are horrible. Horrible, horrible, horrible. I don't think it's too much to ask to beat the Colts.
What's the Colts' record?
Was it 2-3?
What's the Titans' record?
2-3. But at least the Titans have beaten Jacksonville, who's, I think, still in first place in this division. So they've beaten Jacksonville, and they've beaten Seattle. And Seattle's going to go to the playoffs. The Colts have beaten San Francisco, who is 0-6, and who have made a quarterback change. And they've beaten Cleveland, who's 0-6, and made a quarterback change. And now it sounds like they're going to fire their front office. So those are the only two teams the Colts can beat. It took overtime for the Colts to beat San Francisco. Overtime. San Francisco's trash. Floyd, this Colts team is not good. And I know you'll never admit that a team in the NFL is not good because you just won't do it. You just won't do it. It's not in your DNA to ever look at a team and say, nah, they're not very good.
Not when you have to play them.
But you got to
admit. You don't have to play them?
You said today, Andrew Luck not playing increases your chances of winning by 50% or 60%.
Yeah, it's off the charts for us.
Well, you lost neck and neck with this team last year when they had Andrew Luck. Now you're supposed to be better than you were last year. This team doesn't have Andrew Luck. You're going to have your fans at the game tonight on Monday Night Football. You got to win. You got to win. And I stand by what I said at 2 o'clock today to start the show. If they don't win today, it's on the coach. Because we don't think Pagano's a great coach, do we?
I think he's a better coach than you do.
Actually, I have changed my views on Pagano a little bit. Not where I would say that I've changed him to think he's a good coach. But every game, I think Mike's a better coach than Pagano. And then Pagano goes out and out-coaches him. So I don't know how I can keep saying that. But we don't think Pagano's a great coach. He's not Belichick.
Oh, no.
He's not. You know, Pagano's what? The 23rd best coach in the league.
Well, I don't know how you determine that, but he's a solid coach that's been through a lot. I mean, he's been through a lot.
And he's not getting a lot to work with.
And he's not getting any help from anybody.
But it's not like Pagano's an exceptional coach. I mean, just go win the game. There is no excuse to not winning. But Jared, T.Y. Hilton. I mean, you got to have a game plan to stop T.Y. Hilton. If you can't stop T.Y. Hilton with this guy, how are you going to stop anybody? How are you going to stop Kenny Britt next week when you play the Browns? How are you going to stop Antonio Brown when you play the Steelers on Thursday Night Football if you can't stop T.Y. Hilton with Jacoby Brissett?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you can get
I mean, if Floyd
as
Reese,
good as Hilton is, I'm not sure you can compare those two.
You know, this is going to sound crazy, and I know that we're talking Colts today. For some reason, I feel like the Titans have a chance to win that game on Thursday night at Pittsburgh. I don't know why, but I think there's a small chance that they could do that. I'm just trying to say, when you put it on paper and you put the Colts on the left side of the column and you put the Titans on the right side of the column, there's just too many reasons why the Titans should win. But the unfortunate part is this fan base has been through way too many times where they've had too many reasons on the right-hand column as to why they should win, and then they find a way to lose the football game because of something stupid. I've just been through it too often. I'm just telling it how it is. And that's all for me today. We're live at Barlines inside the downtown Nashville Omni Hotel. Fitz is going to take over. NFL Football Sunday is next with coverage taking you up until 7, and then it's time to flip your TVs to ESPN for the game tonight. Come on out to Barlines. Here at the Omni, it is an easy walk. I'm walking over to the stadium later to go to the game. Come on to Barlines. Eat, drink, hang out with Fitz and Floyd. They're next. We're back at it. Full recap, 2 o'clock tomorrow. Jared and the GM, ESPN 102.5, the game.